Imagine, you're finally cleaning out your gutters when the smoke alarm starts blaring from inside. Smoke billows out of the window. ADT's affordable DIY systems are built for those moments where everything can change in a second. They're easy to set up, customizable, and help keep your home safe with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home, and with ADT, you won't. ADT prioritizes your peace of mind with the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry. With the ADT Plus app, you stay in control from virtually anywhere. Don't wait to prepare for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
All right, good morning, Monday. How you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz. This is Aaron Sandy. Nice sunny rise this morning. It's 52 degrees, so a little chilly. I'm Scott Spazano. There's Sandy Waters. What's up?
Hello, hello.
Hello. Different today and all this week, way cooler. It's only going to be about maybe 65 degrees today. It's like, what?
Yeah, I'm not down with that. I'm in denial about that. You don't have to keep rubbing that in.
We were definitely blessed for the last week or so with all the high temperatures, but
it's just beautiful sun.
Yeah,
absolutely beautiful sun.
Yeah.
Hey, if you were doing a lot of yard work or something over the weekend that you were annoyed about because your spouse didn't equally contribute or whatever it is, whatever that gripe is in your life. Do you want to pitch us your gripe? 30-second pitch is on Wednesday again.
It allows you to, what's the corporate word for it? Workshop it with us. Is that what they call it?
There you go.
Instead of brainstorm, workshop it.
Yeah, you know what? Actually, I have discovered after doing this for a handful of weeks now, and you can go to our Spazano and Sandy podcast if you missed any of the Spazano and Sandy 30-second pitch, but I've noticed a pattern with these lately. We're saving marriages one relationship at a time.
Or at least
because
trying to. Yeah.
One dude tried to pitch us why his wife should help collapse the cardboard boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he was denied. Other dude from last week was like, yeah, my wife, every time I load the dishwasher, she reloads it and it drives me nuts. It doesn't have to be perfect, I think was his quote. I'm like, okay, don't bring that up. Denied.
Well, we also had a dude that's, you know, trying to sway his daughter to go to his alma mater when she's going off to college. Yeah, denied.
Maybe. Yeah, so yeah. If you want to save your marriage too, before you bring it up to your spouse, bring it up here. 30-second pitch. Just reach out to me, Sandy, at RochesterBuzz.com.
All right. So officially today, we're going to see partly sunny skies, noticeably cooler and less humid, 66 degrees, and a mixture of sun and clouds tomorrow. Warmer. It's going to be, if man, lock that in, make a mold out of it. Sun, clouds, 75. No rain.
Spazano and Sandy.
The flooded streets yesterday, all because nobody wanted to take responsibility. Ain't my job.
Hey, it's Spazano and Sandy on The Buzz. Sandy, something big happened Saturday night. The New York Knicks won the NBA championship. And the song that was number one back when last time they won was... What?
Do you still want me? That must have been insane.
When were you born?
Absolutely insane.
What year were you born?
75.
This song came out in 1973. You were... You weren't even born yet when that song came, when the Knicks won. So you know. Congratulations, New York. Thanks for destroying your city.
Jeez.
they ransacked and set on fire buses and cars and stabbings and a shot. And it's like, whatever. All right. So anyway, so how about that rain yesterday?
Oh, my gosh.
Man.
Insane. East Ave flooded. I don't know if you saw the videos of East Avenue. Holy cow. It was like you're driving in a pool, an actual physical pool.
It was crazy.
Get out of the car and let's go swimming. And if anybody was caught up in that or you live around in that area, 818-2899. But one of the reasons why it got so flooded, or when these streets become so flooded, is because of the debris on the drains. Mm-hmm. How often do you really check your drains around your house and at the gutter, you know what I mean, at the street?
Once a week.
To make sure it's free of debris.
Yeah, once a week.
Oh, you do? You're diligent with that.
If it's in front of your property, you're responsible for it. That's what I feel.
You're not really, though, because that's the town property.
Yeah. Well,
a lot of people were arguing online, like, well, it's not our job to make sure it is free of debris because we, quote unquote, technically don't own that.
Well,
we pay taxes.
Yeah, but, you know, we're all like good little helpers, right? I'm like seriously weird about my drain out front. Like, I weed it. I make sure there's no grass growing in between the little things, and I put Roundup on it to keep grass from sprouting.
I think probably because you've had one too many basement flooding issues with the water coming back from the town, do you think?
Maybe subconsciously. I never thought of it like that. I just don't want it to back up and then spread over to either side of my house where the neighbors are. Yeah.
I guess neighborhoods in Arundel are like the worst with that.
Really?
With making sure that the drains, that's what I hear. I don't know. Yeah. You live in Arundel, how's your drain looking?
A lot of trees in Arundel.
Pull out this morning for work and just take a glance. Just look.
Didn't I put out 3 months worth of cardboard in my front yard yesterday afternoon? Then we got almost an inch and a half of rain.
Oh, what's that cardboard look like now?
It is hanging by a thread.
Cardboard soup.
I mean, you're talking a box that's almost 4.5-5 feet tall, square. It's giant. Like, you can put a fridge in it. I put all the cardboard in it, cut it all up. And this morning, it's, like, split open. And everything's leaning out of it. I'm like, oh, God, please come soon. Please come soon. If you're driving in that rain yesterday, it must have been crazy, especially when you're going through the low-lying areas where it was all flooding and stuff.
My daughter, so she's still learning how to drive. I know we're taking our time with teaching her, but whatever. She is like, let's go to East Rochester and kind of just drive around there because that's one of the test sites, right?
Oh,
which,
yeah.
By the way, I know is illegal, but how is it illegal and how do they monitor it? Does anybody know that?
To practice at your driver's test site?
And I'm not sure if we're definitely going to that site, but yes. And when you pull into the town of East Rochester by the water tower there, it says zero tolerance, no practicing. And I'm like, how are you able to tell?
There's this sign that says you may not practice for the New York State road test.
Yeah, zero tolerance, like enforced.
We're
not going to put up with this. How are you enforcing it? I don't understand. So if I live in East Rochester, I can't drive around? Like, I don't understand. I don't understand that.
You
I think
like,
it's a scare tactic. I'm not positive.
It's probably one of those, you know, light, it's probably something passed by the town, just like,
I don't know,
fluff, just a fluff, you know,
maybe somebody tell me for certain what that means. But so we're driving, we're, you know, we live in Greece and we're driving to East Rochester. So we're on the expressway, whoosh, like downpour of all downpour. We're in my mom's car because I have a big fat vehicle. My mom's car is the car that she's probably going to take the test on. I don't know how to work really mom's car. So I'm like, let's pull over before we get on the expressway so I know how to work the windshield wipers. Like, I didn't know how to turn them really fast. You know,
oh,
the car's
a
little different.
Yeah.
And from the passenger side, all of a sudden you're disoriented and you don't know how to drive from the passenger side. Because I'm like, wait, does it go up or down? Okay, so anyhow, so we figured out the windshield wipers. Get back on the expressway. Goosh, the rain is going harder. Now the windshield is fogging up. I'm like, oh no. And everyone's little fog system is a little different. Like hers and her car is different than mine. I'm like, oh no, wait, I got a teenager who doesn't really know how to drive and never driven in this kind of weather, and the windshield is completely fogged. I'm like, okay.
It's a recipe for success.
Yeah, it's slowly starting to defog. Meanwhile, I'm freaking out. She is calm and cool, like no big deal. And you know what she says to me? Listen, Mom, on, oh, God, what's that Mario Kart? Or what's the game? Mario
right.
Kart?
Mario Where? Kart.
She goes, this is my, I always do the best in, during the rainstorm. She called it something.
Oh,
I don't
my
know
God,
what it
that's
is.
So funny.
Whatever it is, if you play Mario Kart, you know exactly what I'm talking about. She's like, I got this. I got this. I always win. I'm like, wait, we're not racing in freaking Mario Kart. This
yeah,
is
and
like
you know,
legitimately $390.
When you crash in Mario Kart, it's you start over. Not in real life, girl. Not in real life.
So I'm like, okay, let's, we come up, upon the Lexington Ave exit, so we're not really even have been on the expressway long, and I'm like, let's pull over, let's go home, mm-hmm. shall we? You did your time on the expressway during a rainstorm.
What'd she say?
Okay,
she's okay.
Fine.
Yeah,
okay. So funny. That
oh,
rain was
God.
Insanity.
Yeah, well, yeah, I guess we got almost an inch and a half, which is... one like notch short of a one-day rain total record in the last year or so. So it was interesting.
And trees are still down in some areas. People are still without power.
Yeah.
So just be careful and check the drains free of debris around Decoy.
The Buzz.
Good morning. Happy Monday on 98.9 The Buzz. Zan and Sandy, if it sucks, we're here to help you get through it with wait. Don't tell me. Wait.
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready?
Wait.
Are you ready for today's? Okay. This is a real story now. These are all real stories from Rochester.
Yeah. We have to try to figure out how it ends.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
A century-old building at the corner of East Main and Sayo Streets.
Hold on.
Had lived...
I'm trying to visualize that.
Yep. Visualize it. Had lived many lives. Over the years, it had been a home, a barber shop, a massage parlor, and several other businesses before eventually becoming condemned in 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
Then, in 1988, a local developer purchased the property with plans to turn it into an upscale office and restaurants. As construction crews began clearing out the building, 31-year-old worker Jeff Abel was shoveling debris from the ceiling when he came across something that completely stopped him in his tracks. An official described what followed as, quote, challenging. Another predicted it could become one of the most interesting investigations they had ever seen.
What?
What exactly had Jeff uncovered?
Was this the Cadillac? Was this Hotel Cadillac?
How does the story end? I don't think so.
It's right near there, isn't it? I think. Okay. How does the story end? Whoa.
818-2899.
I was thinking asbestos, but that's not. No. The most interesting investigations. So maybe it has some historical significance to it. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They called it, quote, challenging.
Challenging.
Stopped him in his tracks. Poor dude, Jeff. Jeff, are you still here? Are you listening to the show right now? You could call in, tell us how the story ends. Poor dude, Jeff's shoveling, and all of a sudden, the shock of his life.
98.9 The Buzz.
Good morning, 98.9 The Buzz. How are you doing? Sunshiny skies, a few clouds in and out, nothing serious. We'll see a major difference in temp today, striving to get to 65 degrees and... You know, noticeably we're way less humid. So we're in the middle of this. Wait, don't tell me. We've got this great... This is really intriguing to me. I love history. And when it comes to Rochester, Sandy, it's like, this is cool. So I Google Street Viewed what you're talking about. Why can't I hear you? Hold on. It's stuck. How about
it's
now?
Stuck? Hello? Am I here?
Okay, now you're back on.
Okay. I so thought you would remember this. What were you doing in 1988?
Cocaine!
I
don't know. No, so I pulled up Google Street View and East Main and Sayo Street. Now, if you could picture this in your head, one side of Sayo Street, the whole length of Sayo Street is like the East Avenue or the Eastman parking garage. You know, then at the end is like Channel 10 and East Avenue. So back up to Main Street on that other corner.
And this is a mystery in Rochester.
100-year-old building.
It was a century-old building, yep, and they were doing construction. It was condemned in the 70s, and then in 1988, a local developer said, listen, I'm going to turn this into an upscale offices and a restaurant. Mm-hmm. So as construction crews began clearing out the building, 31-year-old Jeff Abel was shoveling debris from the ceiling when he came across something so shocking it stopped him in his tracks.
Hmm.
How does the story end?
Wait,
it'd be
don't
wild
tell
if
me.
Jeff called into the show right now. That would be so wild.
1988.
Like that.
He's probably dead. All right. Let me see here. Let's see. I would say, well, it's either that or the building that Joey's, that old restaurant that we used to be called
Joey's.
Okay,
so it doesn't matter what the building. Now, just tell me what you think, how the story ends.
They found a body in the ceiling.
Is that what you think?
Yeah,
I
think, I'm thinking they find a, maybe they found a, like, yeah. Wait, or money? No. Okay, I'm going to say, final answer, they found a body in the ceiling.
Jeff Abel later recalled, I was cleaning up and I just found some bones. What started as a routine renovation quickly turned into a mystery when investigators discovered that hidden inside the old building were human remains.
I called it.
You did get it. You did get it. Among the findings, but listen to this. Among the findings were the lower portion of a leg with skin and toenails still attached.
Ew.
Investigators eventually recovered about 25 bones from 3 different people.
What?
The building itself had originally been built sometime between 1857 and 1875 by Bernard Hag, a German immigrant butcher.
Oh, no! Ew!
At first, investigators fear that they uncovered evidence of a murder, but after extensive forensic testing, they concluded that the remains were many decades old and likely had been hidden there for close to a century. To this day, no one knows exactly who those three people were.
But that sausage that they cranked out of that place was amazing.
You can't say Bernard was an immigrant butcher and then say you found human remains.
German sausage. Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
Wait, out of all the time, though, how the hell was the toenail still attached? The skin and toenail?
Mummified.
What?
Mummified.
Holy cow. Okay, Jeff Abel, did he walk off the job and he's like, I'm never coming back to this building again?
Or I'm never eating sausage again.
I'm done. Done here. That is a true story.
Great
so when you
story.
Drive by that area, just think of that.
East Main Street and Sayo. One of those buildings on the corner there. Cool. 6:48 coming up on 7 o'clock here on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so you know how a lot of us, and if you have one of those, you won't believe what happened to me story. People at Darien Lake over the weekend have one of those stories.
Okay, coming up on The Buzz. Keep it there.
98.9 The Buzz. Spisano and Sandy. 27 years of waking you up.
I remember back in the day when I was in high school and the concerts you guys used to have, bringing Shaggy to town, all those concerts, they were a blast. Had so much fun.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
The pressure on data centers has never been greater. Whether you're expanding capacity, supporting AI workloads, or building new facilities, Graybar works alongside you with the solutions, specialists, and logistics expertise you need today. We help you power performance every step of the way, so your operation is ready now. Yep, Graybar does that.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. This podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, Monday on 98.9 Buzz. This is Pizzano and Sandy. Bright sunshine, low humidity, and low temps. It's okay, though. It's going to be maybe up to 65 degrees today. Little break. I think we'll be averaging in the 70s all this week, but we're okay. It's 98.9 Buzz. Scott's Pizzano, Sandy Waters. Hello. It is the halfway through the month of June already. 4th of July, a couple weeks from now. Can you believe that?
Okay, so do you have one of those you wouldn't believe what happened to me story? I kind of feel like a lot of us have those really wild stories that happen in our lives. Mm-hmm. If you have one, 818-2899, join in on this conversation. Or I should just say, if you were at Darien Lake over the weekend, apparently you have one of those stories.
And what is it, two people specifically? But a lot of people watching it have the same.
Oh, I didn't know it was two people. Wait, a lot of people.
All right, hold on. Tell me what this is about.
Do you have a different story than I have? So I saw this video in a couple places on social media yesterday when I'm just kind of prepping, looking for ideas for the show. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, no, this video is starting to go viral. People stuck on the boomerang at Darien Lake.
Well, now, isn't the boomerang that thing where two people sit in and it's on bungee cords and they shoot you up in the sky?
Okay, so somebody's got to clarify this because, again, it was just a video from a listener. And it said, I'm quoting what the post said, people stuck on the boomerang at Darien Lake, but it was a long ride with a whole bunch of seats and it was going up the tracks and it was stuck.
Maybe that's
up. So everybody was like leaning back and then you saw like the crews, you know, with the big ladder, and people were one by one getting off the ride onto the ladder, walking down off the ride onto the ladder, walking down. And the video was quick, but it just showed two people walking, getting out of their seats, walking down the ladder, walking down. But now, again, I'm just trusting social media and whoever posted this video. A, did this really happen? Or B, were you there? Now, Ken Bills Mafia Ken said that boomerang is a ride.
That's the roller coaster ride. Okay, it's a roller coaster. All right, yeah. Oh, my God. That's awesome.
How long? And I don't know if you've ever been stuck on a ride before, but how long before you start to panic?
What? I don't have a... I mean, when it's...
Immediately? My answer is immediately.
Yeah, I was going to say, why would you... Oh, wow, I got to wait a couple minutes. No, it's like, oh, crap, this is not supposed to happen.
No, actually, you know what? I take that back. I don't go on roller coaster rides for this very reason because I have this irrational fear.
Right.
And I get sick, motion sickness. But, you know, some rides do intentionally stop you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would just be dumb and I would just think that's part of the ride. Like, it would probably take me forever to realize, girl, we're stuck.
Oh, I see. No, like, I mean, people who go to amusement parks are used to riding the same rides all the time, right? So, you know the boomerang, you know it's not supposed to stop. Immediately, you're like, uh-oh.
Is it worse being stuck high up like they were leaning backwards, or upside down?
Upside down is worse.
Upside down.
Well, of course. Blood rushes to your head.
How about leaning forward?
That's pretty creepy.
Forward or backward? Which one would
backward's
be worse?
Backward's fine. I could take a nap. Wait for the firefighters to come. Backwards. I'm just hanging out.
Yeah, because forward, you're seeing what you're seeing. And well, if you're in that first
I mean, if you can open your mouth and drool comes out, then that's a problem.
Oh, wow, that's right. If you're forward, people are puking on you and it's going down the chain.
If it's a you know, car where there's people behind you.
I see are you going to like, TikTok immediately?
I see videos like that all the time.
Are you going to go to TikTok? You're stuck on the boomerang. You were at Darien Lake over the weekend. Are you taking out your phone and videoing it?
Of course you are. Of course you are. You get massive hits. Good morning, The Buzz. You're on. Hello.
Hello. Trisha. Hi, Dr. Trish. Burble. How are you?
Hi. Going on. What's up?
Just telling you that the boomerang actually does stop on purpose. Mm-hmm. So it goes forward, mm-hmm. then it stops,
right.
then it goes backwards back to the start.
So when it doesn't start back up again is when you just got to start worrying. Yeah.
I wonder how long it took people to realize, we're stuck. We're stuck. Do you have one of those you wouldn't believe what happened to me stories? Like a wild one you love to tell?
The father of my kids and I, when they were little, were at Darien Lake, and they got stuck on the Superman
Ooh.
At the top of a hill on a 90-degree day and got, like, sunburned and everything and had to come down a ladder. And they were stuck up there for, like, 2 hours.
2 hours?
Shoot. Oh, my God. Was your how old was your daughter at that time?
Oh, no, my daughters were not on it. They were little, but it was my husband at the time and his brother.
His brother.
Oh, his brother. I don't know why I heard daughter.
So it's
funny. Oh, my God.
I mean, like, what do you do afterwards? You're like, oh, you know, no, that's too bad it broke.
Yeah, you're going home.
It's time to go home.
Yeah, do you ask for, like, free admission for life at that point, or do you just, like, let it go? Or?
They have to get compensated somehow.
Gotta get a little.
I'm sure.
I think they gave, like, a one-day pass or something like that. It wasn't even a season pass.
Right, right.
People probably could have sued, but what are you going to do?
When you go through the gates there or whatever, your ticket says, hey, if anything happens, we're not responsible kind of thing.
Your husband been on that ride since? Like, would you ever dare go on that ride that you got stuck on?
I don't know. We haven't been together in like 20 years now, but I would assume, I think for my daughter's talking, he still goes on the ride.
Yeah, I get back on. I know it's kind of fluid. Yeah, like, okay,
no,
every time I get on it, it breaks. Nah.
No,
that's irrational. That's irrational.
Yeah.
Bye, Purple.
Bye.
Everybody is doing okay, by the way. Mm-hmm. The team at Darien Lake sprung into action. They did what they needed to do. Everything is all good.
Yeah.
Often imitated, but never duplicated.
No.
Jerk or justified.
Yeah, we're the OG on 98.9 The Buzz. Spizzano and Sandy. Hey, what's going on? Okay.
Calling out a neighbor on the neighborhood Facebook page. How do you feel about that? 818-289. This is what we're deciding, the moral compass in Rochester. Jerk or justified? So on Saturday night, and it was a beautiful weekend. Well, except for yesterday in the rain. Saturday was a beautiful night.
Yes.
And my husband went to just go throw something out in the garbage. And one of our neighbors came over and is like, can you hear that? My husband's like, I don't know what you're talking about. No. What? That's so loud. It's so frustrating. It's blah, 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 blah. My husband comes inside and he goes, I don't know what he's complaining about. I don't hear anything. It's fine. He's complaining about some pool filter or something. I don't hear anything.
Oh, yeah.
So then I go out to sit outside.
Mm-hmm.
My husband's watching the game inside. Mm-hmm. I'm outside. And I'm like, oh, my God, I know exactly what my neighbor's talking about. One of our neighbors, their pool filter is so freaking loud. It sounds like I'm chilling out at the airport. It's like, or whatever, on the expressway. I don't know. I'm chilling out somewhere but my quiet home.
I can hear it. It's like a low rumble hum and kind of a high whiz at the same time.
But it's really loud, abnormally loud. Like,
really?
I don't remember it ever being so loud.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, wow, this is... At first, I'm like, it's no big deal. Whatever. It's the sounds of this of a neighborhood.
Isn't it
it's
funny that sometimes you just don't hear stuff until somebody points it out?
Until somebody points it out.
Now you're like, oh, I hear it all the time.
Right. You're like, wow. But then again, my air conditioner is so loud, and I feel horrible every time it turns on because it's probably disturbing my next-door neighbors because that's where their pool is right
I
next
have
to
my my next-door neighbor has one of those Generac... whole home generators.
Okay.
And every day at noon, it turns on for like 15 minutes. And it's loud. It's loud.
It's loud. Yeah, I feel very guilty. So I'm like, I can't even complain. I have no leg to stand on to complain about the pool filter, the neighbor with the pool filter, because my air conditioning unit is probably disrupting other people. So I'm like, well, I got to keep quiet. But the neighbor who brought it up was like, I'm going to call out the neighbor on the Facebook group chat or whatever it is, Facebook neighborhood group, whatever it is.
Right. Ooh.
And I'm like, you are?
So would it be jerk or justified to call out the neighbor's loud pool filter on your local Facebook group that everybody's on?
Yeah, pretty much. Probably because you're too scared to go up to the neighbor, like...
Yeah, right.
One on one and say, hey, listen, yo, your pool filter is driving me insane.
All right.
You got to see how many people join in on that gripe, right?
Yeah, right. Okay, 818-2899. Hey, Buzz, good morning. Jerk or justified? What do you call it?
I'm calling that one a jerk. That's what's wrong with this world. There's too many people that are hiding on a keyboard and not having any social interaction with someone to deal with their problems.
You know,
do you have a neighbor who has like a loud something that disrupts your... No. Okay. So if you did, if you lived in my neighborhood, would you go to them directly then is what you're saying?
Absolutely. Full disclosure, we were that loud neighbor. My husband and I were over-the-road truck drivers. We owned our own truck, and we used to park a semi in our driveway.
Okay.
And you
I was in the truck. I did.
Yeah, that's
in
right.
In the village.
Where else are you going to put it?
We owned it. It's my house. That's where we parked our truck.
Yeah.
That's my home away from home. So I was in the truck getting my husband ready to go. I was idling the truck to warm it up. Mm-hmm. It was wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a knock on the door. The cops are there because my truck is idling in my driveway. Instead of coming over and having a damn conversation, they called the cops trying to get us in trouble.
Yeah.
Like, seriously?
Now, wait a minute. If you were to have a neighbor come up to you one-on-one, what would you say? Would you be like, oh, okay, I'll turn it off? Or would you be like, screw you, this is my house?
Well, no, that's not binary. You could just talk to him and say, listen, this is where I live. This is what I got to do. Right?
Yeah, but you wouldn't all of a sudden stop.
And I will say that I will try to be more cognizant of it and minimize the time that I'm out here idling the truck. You know, like, I would try to work with them and come to a resolution.
Sure.
Equitable for both of us.
You know, the thing about a Facebook page, group page, is your name's on it. It's not anonymous. So you may as well just go straight to the
guy. No, you can post anonymously a lot of times in those, and that's what people do.
In your neighborhood
group? We have one in our town, and people post in that group all the time, anonymously.
Yeah, okay. Yes. All right. I don't know. I don't do those.
And that's even more annoying. If you don't have the donuts enough to stand behind it, you shouldn't be on there.
Yeah. Okay, your vote has been registered. Thank you.
Jerk.
All right.
And the word of the day is gonads. Go, Ned. Hi, Buzz. Good morning. Trick or justified.
I got to say, definitely a jerk.
Yeah, I agree.
There's a simple way of approaching that, and it's non-confrontatory. Gee whiz, I don't know if you realized it or not, but is there a bearing gone in your pump motor or something?
There you go. Yeah, there
How
you go.
How about if you don't, you've never met the neighbor before? That's still the way. Like, because the only argument I can see of posting it to Facebook... the neighborhood group is to see if you're the only one that's bothered by it. Because if no one else is bothered by it, then you got to keep your mouth shut. Maybe they're just trying to, you know, gauge the temperature of the room here.
Mm-hmm.
The only hole I see in that is that it's obvious that you've got no testicular fortitude to speak with them.
Mm-hmm.
So the bottom line is if you address it from something whereby gee whiz, I don't know if you realize, but it sounds like it could be a bearing that's shot, even if you've never met the guy.
Right.
Hey, I'm your next door neighbor. My name is Mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? Just, you know, not for nothing, but it's really rough.
Yeah, and it's like I noticed the sound is way different. So I actually shiv a get about your pump.
About
your pump. Thanks, Mark. Bye, buddy. Okay, boys. Good morning. Hi, Jerker Justified, please.
Oh, that's easy. He's a jerk.
Yeah, man. Okay.
But I agree with Mark. I love Mark's approach of going up to the person, even if you don't know them, and saying, you know, I think there's a problem with you. Maybe you should try this. I love that approach.
Yeah, so you
and
sit
I think
and
you're thinking of the Nextdoor app, not the Facebook, but I think you're thinking of Nextdoor.
Nextdoor can be anonymous.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
What would you do? Or have you ever experienced something like this?
No, my experience has been like all the toys that the men in my neighborhood have that are blasting. Like, why don't you take a broom and sweep your clippings? Because you're going through the whole motion anyway.
Oh my God. I know.
Your stupid blower machine that's like keeping my dog's like ears from bursting. You know.
Yeah. This kind of feels like a Facebook rant right now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. You just took to Facebook.
But I don't do any negativity on that stuff. There's enough.
My solution to this would be kind of like what you all are saying, but I would get the neighbor right next to his pump, right next to the filter, and then talk like this, and talk really slow.
Oh, that's funny. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Bye. Slam dunk.
Yeah, I kind of think so. And personally, I won't take to Facebook, even though you all said no. I won't approach the neighbor, like you all said. No. I'll just sit in misery.
Just do a thing about it.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
Verdict. Love it.
Yeah, I'm not going up to a neighbor, a strange neighbor. Hi, I've never talked to you ever, but here, I want to tell you about your pool pump.
How far away is he?
Maybe you're listening right now. Not directly behind me, over one.
Behind and over one.
Yeah,
that's
behind
loud.
And over one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the one who leaves because it's a part of his yard that he doesn't see, he can't see. Mm-hmm. He lets all those, you know, the big tall grasses, he never cuts them back, so they're all like old, like dead. They look horrible.
Oh,
okay,
geez.
It's an ugly part of the yard that I get to see, and now it sounds ugly too.
Think of it as nature.
So I keep telling myself.
There you go. I do a Monday. What's up? It's 8 o'clock hour with Spazano and Sandy. 98.9 The Buzz. I'm Scott Spazano. There's Sandy Waters. Nice day. Cool. Low humidity. 65 for the high. A little chillier than we want it to be, but it's okay. All right. We're good. What's up, Sandy Waters?
Did you end up going to East Ave area to watch the World Cup?
On Saturday?
On Friday.
Oh, Friday.
Nope. Okay, that answers my question.
Nah.
Did you watch any of the games?
Yes, Saturday. It was out on the patio at my mother-in-law's 82nd birthday party. Happy birthday, Mom. Yay.
82nd.
82,
wow.
Baby. She's all there.
That's it. You're just kind of into it. I guess it was my husband and my daughter went. My older daughter went, and they said it was awesome. It was so fantastic.
That's the one at East of Alexander, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. They said it was wild how many people were there. And you know how on Friday we were kind of trying to guess how many people are going to show up to this? You're not hearing as many people talking about the World Cup as, you know, you normally would think.
Right, right.
Here locally. But yeah, they said it was such a good vibe.
That's cool.
It was just awesome.
Having not been in that soccer world ever, you know, other than when the Rhinos were in town, I'm just kind of like, I don't know what's going on. I know that we won Friday night, right, against Paraguay.
Yes. And we play again on, is it Friday again?
Friday in Seattle, early game.
What if Ellie gets into soccer? I think she could.
Oh, yeah, sure. That'd be cool.
And
we've got
then it would become your life.
Yeah, well, true. Yes. Right now, my life is dance.
Did you see on social some people are posting the video of, and I'm debating if we should do it on the air because it was funny watching it, but
what?
to shout out goal for as long as you can, and then they compete who can shout it out longer.
Oh no, I would change the channel immediately.
Why? It's funny.
Oh, well, you know I can outlast you anyway. We shouldn't do this though, right?
Well, why do you, why are you so confident?
Because.
Anyone else? 818-2899.
What?
You versus Scotty. Who could outlast who?
You know who could probably outlast me because he's so competitive is 13 Wham's Dan Schrack in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Didn't we do the fastest count to 100 in one breath? And he won.
Yeah, you did not do well at all.
No, I did not. No.
You did not do well at all. Actually, I won that.
You did? No. Oh, yeah, you did. That's right. Just by a couple. Yeah.
Yeah, just by like half a breath. So now, do you still think that you could beat me?
Yeah, I think I can beat you.
Will it be annoying to sound to do
absolutely.
It on the air?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You want to stay number seven? Let's go. So, go first.
Sometimes these ideas sound really good in my head. And then when
it's
it comes
weird.
To...
It's weird. I don't think about anything. But when you overthink something, you think it's good, I immediately go like, okay, I can find something wrong with that. Yeah, no.
No, see, I didn't even overthink this. I approached this, both of us competing, who could say goal longer, like you would. It just came to my mind, and I'm like, this would be great.
Oh, yeah, but then you don't think about what if?
Right, I didn't think it through on this one.
Oh, man.
See, I spazanoed this.
No, I what if everything.
Do you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, ready?
No, let me find a ticker.
Are we going to do it at the same time, or are we going to time yours and then time
no.
mine?
No, oh, yeah, are you going to do it twice? No way. All right.
Come on, is anyone else calling in? They want to join in on this fun, don't
no,
they?
No, nobody's calling in. And
yeah,
here we go.
They're ready? Calling in.
I'll start a 30-second timer, see what happens, all right?
Oh, 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Is there a record for the longest? There's got to be a record.
Would you like
for
me
the...
to Google it?
I don't know. Doesn't
stand
anyone know?
Stand by. I'm going to Google how long has... I know that the like South American and Mexican announcers are always famous for their long goal shouts.
Right.
Yeah. They're right. Very famous for that.
Let's see. Longest credited to the Romanian commentator.
Oh, wow.
42.3 seconds.
Oh, my God. And we're going to try to do 30?
Okay.
On the count of three. Ready? One, two, three, go.
Go!
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you're like, this is stupid. And then you made me laugh. And then that took more air.
Every dog in the neighborhood was like, huh? What the hell was that?
I didn't think it was that bad.
Horrible.
I don't know. Anyhow, are you awake? I kind of feel like it. You could top the 43 seconds. Want to do it again?
No!
Spisano and Sandy.
Yeah, it's 98.9 at Buzz. It's Spisano and Sandy with you. How are you? It's Monday. We're looking good. It's sunny out. Cool, albeit.
Okay, here's the question. Craziest way to get a contractor's attention? Anyone who work in that field, 818-2899. What could a customer say to you to make you...
Get off your ass and get over here.
I know. I'm like, to make you, what am I trying to say?
Get off your ass and get
show
over here.
Show up?
Yeah.
So, and everybody's got a guy, right? We all, I got a guy.
I got a guy.
I thought I had a guy until he just totally broke my heart because I don't know where he is, this guy of mine. I've recommended him to tons of people, but I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know. I have my sunroom, and then to step down from my sunroom to the back patio, I need a step, right?
Uh-huh. Okay,
a simple step. But I didn't want a builder grade step that I'm going to have to, you know, it's like the wood junkie because I spent so much money on the damn sunroom and the patio. I need a nice step.
You want to make it out of stone or something? Is it one step down?
Nope, I don't. Just one step down. Don't even want it out of stone. I'm simple, but make it look classy and nice. Doesn't have to be extravagant. And we discussed that when we were putting together the sunroom project. It's the same contractor, right? So then I'm like, I want those, what do you call it? Like the deck boards, like they're wood. They don't look wood. Yes.
Tracks, yeah. Okay.
Yes.
I see.
He goes, you got it. Fine. You know, that's going to cost more. I'm like, I don't care. I'll pay for it. Just put it together.
Here's the question. Have you paid him in full yet?
Yes.
That's the problem.
I know.
See you, bye, sister.
So at the end of the season, he threw together a step. I mean, and when I say throw it together, I mean throw it together.
Temporary.
It's all centered. Yeah. It looks like junk. It's horrible. So now I've been on a mission to try to get a hold of him.
So have you gotten to the point of threats yet?
I don't like to threat. I mean, the only threat I said was I'm going to talk about you on the air.
Yeah.
But I'll be like, hi. That's it. That's my text. Hi. And then he goes, oh, hello. And then I go, now I'm at the point, because it's been since last year.
Yeah.
I'm at the point where I'm just rambling nonsense now to text and catch his attention. So I wrote, where are you at? When are you coming? No response. Okay, that was 3 weeks ago.
Oh, Jesus.
Now I wrote.
when was the next one?
Today.
Okay, and you wrote.
This morning, I scheduled it to go off at 10 a.m.
Oh.
If I'm in the hospital for a mental breakdown, it's because most likely, probably because I couldn't track down my contractor.
That's a good one. Now, if he doesn't respond to you, well, now what happens?
I don't know.
My husband is going to find you.
I don't know. Anyone else been through this? 818-2899.
You should put the GPS tracker that I put on your bumper. Battery has died. You've been away for so long.
Oh, good one. Okay, I'm writing that one down.
The battery on the GPS tracker on in your fender has died, and it's been so long I can't find you.
I'm watching you. Listen, this used to be a friend. I want to still say a friend, but gosh darn it. Okay, any other crazy text messages or ways that you got a hold of a contractor? And someone just, wait.
What?
Someone just messaged me, you got to watch this video.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Wait, let me send this to you. Contractor.
What's it called?
Every man's nightmare.
Every man's nightmare?
The video of the contractor. So he's...
Excuse me.
It looks like he's putting together a roof. Oh. Like the roof trusses.
I just got it.
And he's got two 2x4s parallel to each other.
Uh-huh.
And he's screwing them into each other. So they become one thick board.
Okay.
Are you watching it?
Oh, this kid. I watch him all the time. Yeah. Yeah.
He's shaky, and he's actually, he shows, he's crazy. Wait, are you watching it? He got his stuck in between the two boards.
Yes, I saw that.
Ouch!
He squeezed the two boards together with a real long nail. He's up on a rafter, and he's wearing nothing except a pair of board shorts.
Okay, so see, this guy does it on purpose then?
I think so, yeah.
So he got his urn stuck?
Yeah, he has.
Intentionally to go viral?
Yeah.
Okay, this guy's stupid.
He's very popular. I've seen this guy before, but no, it's true. Every man's nightmare. When you nail your pant leg to a wall by mistake with a nailer or.
I can see you doing that.
Oh, God.
Anybody listening right now, you.
Time.
Yeah, I was just going to say, anyone right now, you do the handyman work. What is the worst injury, the most embarrassing, humiliating injury?
Here. See my finger? See the cut of my finger?
Oh, my God. Look
I
at,
tore
look.
Apart a garage full of cardboard yesterday. Like literally
I'm
hundreds.
Talking handyman work. Scott says I'm collapsing cardboard boxes.
With a box cutter. And every single time I caught myself. And so there's another one from this week. Every week there's a cut in my finger because I'm using a box cutter.
You
every
know how
time.
Many men are laughing at you right now?
I don't care.
I'm asking for real contract casualties.
Yeah.
And you come up with, when I cut the cardboard, I sliced my finger.
Told you I had nothing.
You always injure yourself. yourself. You've got to have awesome stories.
I've got nothing else. Okay.
Oh, come on.
All right. When I bash my head into the I-beam. You know,
there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Give me another one.
That's the only other
one. Electrocuted yourself?
No, never done that.
Putting up Christmas lights. You told us you did.
Electrocuted myself?
Yes.
Nah, I made it up. I'm trying to think of anything else I did.
He's in denial.
No, I didn't.
Hey, that's a good question.
How much do I lie?
If you're a handyman guy, are you in denial from all your injuries, or do you see it like battle wounds?
That's part of it. That's part of it. You hurt yourself all the time when you're a true, you know, contractor, you know, builder guy.
Yeah, does that make you like, yeah, this is the guy for me, the guy who's losing, like, lost a few fingers. That's my guy. I got a guy.
This one won't get in the way anymore.
Anyhow, I'll let you know what he says.
I think we could come up with some other creative ways to get hold of your contractor. Seriously.
Well, I'll let you know at 10 o'clock when he gets the text message.
All right, sounds good. Sounds good. You should have done it right now during the show. Can't we just call him?
Oh, my God.
Send me his number.
That would be...
Send me his number.
No, we can't call him on the air.
No, so I have to say, you're on the air, but we can call him. Say, when are you going to Sandy's?
Oh.
I'll do it for you. Come on. All right, I'm going to take a break. No, I'm going to take a break. I'm just... All right, and come back on the other side, and I'm going to try to convince you. Hold on.
Spisano and Sandy, 27 years of waking you up.
I remember that one time when I was super young and I was just barely legal, and we went on the Sunset Booze Cruise together, and there was a bunch of people and it was a lot of fun. It was crazy.
The morning show you grew up on is now on 98.9 The Buzz.
Imagine you finally have a free day out on the town. You're about to enjoy a nice lunch when you get the alert that a window's been broken at home and you're miles away. These are the wake-up calls that remind us, in 1 second, everything can change. ADT security systems are built for those moments. They help keep your home safer with 24/7 monitoring. No one wants to feel unsafe at home or vulnerable when you're away. And with ADT, you won't. Their systems are professionally installed by trained technicians, so you can trust them to watch out for your home from day one. ADT has the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and the ADT Plus app lets you keep tabs on your home from anywhere you have service. You'll get the alerts that matter about your home safety. Don't wait to prepare your home for an emergency. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com. That's ADT.com. Or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. That's 1-800-ADT-ASAP.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah! Arr. Home Improvement on 98.9 The Buzz. Get it, Sandy. Tis the season. Can I mention that you can win $50,000 towards your own home improvement project? You know, we're doing that thing if you go to rochesterbuzz.com or 989thebuzz.com, right?
That would be nice. Yeah. That would be nice. I want to so badly enter into that.
No.
We got a guy. Hey.
You got a guy. I'm calling your guy right now to get those stairs done. Here we go.
You know, he is not going to come do my step now after this.
Why?
No, he's totally not going to now.
Did you pay for the materials? You paid for the materials, right?
I didn't pay for the materials because he didn't buy them yet.
But you paid him for the job?
For the job. Because I want to upgrade the materials on the stuff. He was just going to use regular wood.
Hey, dude, it's Scott and Sandy on the Buzz. What's up?
What's up, buddy?
Nothing. You're on the air. Can you come over and do Sandy's step?
Sure.
Okay, when? Let's nail it down.
Are you really?
What? There? Yeah. Yeah, she said she wants to, like, get Trex or something like
I said, I got a guy. Here's my guy. My guy.
Yeah. So I'm like, well, let's call him and find out when he can come do it.
How about we schedule it for Thursday?
Thursday? And then, you know, she wants the Trex stuff.
I'll be there Thursday. I know she wants the Trex stuff. We're doing Trex top backs with the Azekker on the bottom.
Nice.
The plastic board.
Yeah. She's going on bougie and stuff.
That's not bougie.
Yeah,
I'm not a bougie girl. Tell him, Paul. I'm not a bougie
girl.
Bougie.
She's very bougie. You're not wrong.
Dude, how about this? My buddy up at the camper, you know, which is seasonal, got a quote for a Trex deck in front of his camper. $53,000.
What? Is that how much it goes for, Paul?
How big is it?
It was pretty big. It's probably like 30 by 20 or something, 30 by 15.
Wait, 30
That's
by 15?
That's really not that far off.
Yeah, yeah.
$53,000?
Yeah, yeah.
See, this is what's insane to me. We spend so much money.
See, you got a deal with me, Sandy.
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, because you're my guy. This is so insane that we all spend so much money on our outdoors, but we only use it for, like, what, three months?
Yeah.
Two and a half?
So true.
I just talked to my wife about that and said the same thing, that we have this pool, and I put all this money into the pool, and then we swim for, like, 8 weeks and close it up.
I know. So,
right?
I know.
I get it.
Yeah, we think we live in a temperate climate, but only for a minute.
Exactly.
All right. Well, I'll see you Thursday. So
yeah. When do you get over there after your long shift? 10 o'clock? Could you be around 10 o'clock?
Well, you just show up whenever you can show up.
Yeah, you make it.
You pretty much,
show up whenever I want to show up.
You got the garage.
You
got the garage code. You're good.
You got access.
All right, guys. I'll see you on Thursday.
Thanks, buddy. See ya.
Love ya.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Scott Spisano for hire. Anyone else?
Getting stuff done.
You need to schedule your contractor to show up. Scotty's your guy.
Yeah, I'll help. Whatever.
Wait a minute. You're my guy. Hey, I got a guy.
You got a guy, and it's me. Hey, and I got a guy, and his name is Joe Servideo, and he's coming to the studio with Uncle Floyd, you know, the band. He ended up being my contractor, and he's been doing my kitchen. He's doing such a great job.
Oh, my gosh, your kitchen. We got to talk about that tomorrow.
Oh, man. Man.
It's not done, but we're hosting Father's Day, apparently. We'll see what happens.
Joey, you got till Friday.
Does he know he has till Friday?
Yes,
Does he know you're hosting?
Yes, he knows. I told him.
He better be invited.
Water goes in today, and then, let me see. Yeah, and then the range goes in, and the fridge comes on tomorrow. So, hopefully.
And then we're going to have a buzz party at Scott's house.
Rock the deck, baby. We'll be over there. All right. So, in the meantime, we got the commercial-free 98 coming up at the top of the hour right here on the Buzz.
We appreciate you so much for listening to the show. Really, we truly do. And if you
got a guy, call Sandy.
If you got a guy, let us know. We appreciate you. And you, if you miss anything from the show, you can go to the Spisano and Sandy podcast, anywhere you listen to podcasts. But now it is time to say we out.
We out. Like your patience when your contractor doesn't show up. See you, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Data centers don't wait, and neither should your supply chain. From power and connectivity to racks and critical power, Graybar brings the products and the experience data centers need now. And with deep inventory and logistics expertise, we keep projects moving from first delivery to final install. With hundreds of locations and a nationwide delivery fleet, we help you bring facilities online on time and on budget. Yep, Graybar does that.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.